Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for the Descartes Systems Group, also known by its ticker DSGX. If you're not familiar with this player, let me give you the quick rundown. The Descartes Systems Group is a tech company in the logistics and supply chain management space, operating within the software and technology services industry under the broader technology sector. Headquartered in Canada, they provide cloud-based solutions that help businesses optimize their logistics, transportation, and global trade operations. Think of them as the brains behind making sure goods move efficiently across borders and through complex supply chains. With a solid market cap and a global footprint, they've carved out a niche in a world increasingly reliant on seamless logistics. So let's dive into what's been happening with this company lately and break down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for long-term investors like you. Before we get into the nitty-gritty of the SWOT, let's touch on some recent performance and news. Looking at their stock performance, Descartes has shown some interesting trends across various timeframes. Over the past year, their performance has been steady, outpacing many peers in the industry, with notable gains, though I won't bore you with the exact numbers since you likely already have the charts up. More recently, over the last few months, there's been a bit of volatility, reflecting broader sector movements, but they're holding their ground. On the news front, their latest earnings call for Q1 2024 dropped some key insights. They reported record quarterly revenues, a strong sign of operational health, and highlighted growth driven by both organic expansion and strategic acquisitions. But not everything is rosy. They did flag potential headwinds from geopolitical tensions and market uncertainties. So with that backdrop, let's unpack the SWOT and see if Descartes is a stock worth parking your capital in for the long haul. Strengths. First up, let's talk financial performance. Descartes is showing robust revenue growth, as highlighted in their latest earnings call. Their record quarterly results for Q1 2024 aren't just a fluke. They're backed by consistent increases in revenue year over year from their income statements. This kind of top-line growth signals a business that's scaling well, which is music to any long-term investor's ears. Another big plus is their focus on innovation and acquisitions. From the earnings call summary, it's clear they're not sitting still. They're actively enhancing their service offerings by snapping up complementary businesses. This strategy not only boosts their market reach, but also diversifies their revenue streams, a smart move in the tech-driven logistics space. Let's not overlook their profitability metrics either. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are solid, reflecting efficient operations. Plus, their return on equity is competitive within the industry, showing they're making good use of shareholder capital. For a company in a capital-intensive sector, that's a green flag. Lastly, their balance sheet looks pretty healthy. With a decent amount of cash and cash equivalents relative to their current liabilities, as seen in their latest financials, they've got liquidity to weather short-term storms or fund growth initiatives without drowning in debt. Speaking of debt, their debt-to-equity ratio is manageable, which reduces risk for investors worried about over-leverage, weaknesses. Now, let's flip the coin and talk about where Descartes might be vulnerable. One area that raises an eyebrow is their valuation. Looking at their price-to-earnings ratio on a trailing 12-month basis, it's on the higher side compared to the industry average. Even their forward PE, while slightly more attractive, suggests the market has priced in a lot of future growth. If they don't deliver, there could be a pullback, something to watch if you're buying at current levels. Another concern is their dependency on acquisitions for growth. While it's a strength in some ways, it's also a double-edged sword. If they overpay for a deal or fail to integrate properly, it could drag on profitability. The earnings call didn't mention any specific missteps, but it's a risk inherent in their strategy. Lastly, their dividend yield is negligible. For long-term investors who prioritize income alongside growth, Descartes isn't going to be your cash cow. Their focus seems to be on reinvesting profits into the business, which is fine, but it might not align with everyone's portfolio goals. Opportunities. Moving on to what could propel Descartes forward, the logistics and supply chain sector is ripe for disruption, and they're well-positioned to capitalize. With global trade becoming more complex, their cloud-based solutions for optimizing transportation and compliance are in high demand. The earnings call emphasized their optimism about future growth, and I'd agree, there's a massive runway here as e-commerce and cross-border trade continue to boom. Geographically, there's room to expand. Their revenue breakdown by region shows a strong presence in certain markets, but there are untapped areas where they could push harder. If they can penetrate emerging markets with growing logistics needs, that could be a significant growth driver. Another opportunity lies in their tech edge. As they keep innovating, whether through AI, machine learning, or other tools, they can stay ahead of competitors. Their focus on enhancing services, as mentioned in the earnings call, could solidify their moat in a crowded field. Lastly, let's not forget about potential industry tailwinds. While their sector performance has been mixed recently, long-term trends suggest technology solutions in logistics will only grow in importance. If Descartes keeps executing, they could ride this wave for years to come. Threats. On the flip side, there are some real risks to keep an eye on. First, geopolitical and market uncertainties, as flagged in their earnings call, could throw a wrench in their plans. Supply chain disruptions, trade wars, or economic slowdowns could hit their clients hard, and by extension, Descartes' revenue. For a company so tied to global trade, this is a big external threat. Competition is another concern. The logistics tech space is getting crowded, with both established players and startups vying for market share. If a competitor rolls out a cheaper or more innovative solution, Descartes could lose ground. They need to stay sharp on pricing and R&D to avoid being outmaneuvered. Then there's the risk of over-reliance on certain regions or product categories. Their revenue segmentation shows a concentration in specific areas, and any downturn in those markets or segments could sting. Diversification will be key to mitigating this. Finally, let's talk about broader sector volatility. While Descartes has outperformed many peers over longer timeframes, shorter-term industry performance metrics show fluctuations. If the tech sector takes a hit, or if investor sentiment shifts away from growth stocks, Descartes might not be immune to the fallout. As we wrap up this analysis, let's zoom out and think about what this all means for you as a long-term investor. The Descartes Systems Group has a lot going for it: strong revenue growth, a strategic focus on acquisitions, and a prime spot in a growing industry. But it's not without risks, from high valuations to external threats like geopolitical instability. For me, the key takeaway is balance. If you're looking for a tech play with exposure to logistics, Descartes could be a solid addition to your portfolio, but I'd keep an eye on entry points given the current pricing. Their long-term potential looks promising, especially if they keep innovating and expanding their global reach, but you'll want to monitor those external risks closely. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT breakdown on MarketSnap. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts or questions in the comments. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, keep building that wealth.